Presenting Noreen Gamille in The Old Hag's Hourglass. Miss Gamille plays all female characters.
Gather around, folks. I've got some pretty tales to tell you. Pictures from my hourglass of life. The first is a choice bit from over the Canadian border. A pretty French Canadian gal and her lover, a mounted police, is talking together in a cabin deep within the woods.
What are you doing here in these woods?
Me? Why am I out here? I don't know, Andre. I was running from the storm. Oh, you don't believe me. Oh, ma chérie, look at me. Look in my eyes. Andre, you are my very life. I love you with all my soul. If I told you I kill a man just a while ago, would you still love me? Oh, don't look at me, ma chérie, with eyes like that. I did not say I kill him.
Oh, Toinette, sweet one.
Oh, your arms. Protect me always. Like this. Listen.
It was only the wind.
It makes strange sounds sometimes, like horses' hoofs.
You have nothing to fear. Here in my arms. I'll never let you go, Toinette.
Say that again, Andre. I love you forever.
At the window! The police! Oh, don't let them take me, ma chérie. Oh, Andre! Andre! Don't stand looking at me like that! I tell you everything! Only don't look at me like that! I am the woman in the green dress that they look for. I kill him, Monsieur Mayor. I kill him. I kill him. Oh, Andre, for a long time I know about him. For a long time I know he is one who killed my mother. Oh, I hate him. I hate him. I do anything. I don't know what I do, my beloved. He look at me with a smile and say just before he die, now your police lover. Never have you. I run. I hide. I hide now 2 days. The police see me tonight. And so I escape. And I run here. I do not know it. Your cabin.
It isn't mine.
But you. You. You follow me. You alone half that follow me from Papa Pierre.
Oh, sweet one, I didn't know it was you.
Oh.
No one shall ever know about this.
Oh, no. No, Andre. You must do your duty. You, a Canadian mounted police. I love you. But I give you up. For I love you. Kiss me, Andre, my beloved.
Oh, Anna.
Come. Now I'm ready to go with.
Now my next little story is going to be about a poor woman on a railway coach with 4 children and a baby.
Come on, Johnny. Clemmy, for the land's sake, can't you watch after your sister? My land, when I get you kids home. There, Clemmy, get that seat before that other woman gets it. Clemmy Wilkins, stop that. Jimmy, stop that squealing. Clemmy, stop that pinching your sister. I'll throw you out the car window.
Shh. Hush up, my baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows the cradle, we'll leave that alone, Georgie. Your life will pull up the train. When the bobbins the cradle will fall, down will come Johnny, hand me my purse, here comes the conductor, cradle and all. Lie, die, dee, die, dee, we're going to the army post, at the end of the line. My husband just wrote that he just got shot. Thank you. Johnny, pull the curtain down. The baby's asleep. Get Georgie. He's playing in the water.
John, you sit over there for that lady, and Georgie, you sit here for me.
Oh, my land, it's hot.
Georgie, stop that wiggling. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Here, John, tend to Georgie. No, down this way. At the end of the car. Oh? Oh, I declare, there's the army brackets already.
Mama, what army brackets?
Why, that's where the soldiers live. Wake up, Jimmy. Now, John, you take hold of George's hand, and Clemmy, you grab Jimmy. Oh, hush, Georgie, stop your sniveling. Look, there's a graveyard. One of your father's there. Hurry, John, the train's stopped. Come on, Clemmy. Run, Jimmy. Oh, my land, when I get you kids home, I'll never go away anymore. What, Georgie? You didn't. Well, you'll have to wait till we get to the army post now.
My next story is a scene in a courtroom during a murder trial. Three witnesses, a society girl, a scrub woman, and a drug addict.
So, you're Ruth Graydon?
Yes, I'm Ruth Graydon.
Were you acquainted with Luther Ames?
Why, yes, I knew him. Oh, only slightly. You see,
Ever see these gloves before? They've got your initials on them.
Why, yes. I don't believe I ever saw those gloves before.
Do you know who killed Luther Ames?
Why, no. How should I know who killed him? Oh, don't get so excited, Mr. District Attorney. R.G. could be anyone's initials.
That'll be all.
Thank you.
Those toughies.
He thinks he's very clever. I pity that poor girl over there when they put her on the stand. Mrs. Hazel, the scrub woman, is talking to her.
Pull yourself together, Miss. This ain't gonna be as bad as you think. Shucks, all you have to do is to answer a few questions. It ain't like you was being tried for your life. Well, just because they found a few odds and ends that belong to you in Mr. Ames' apartment won't make any difference. Shucks. They found that Graydon's woman's gloves laying near the body. You could smell that perfume of hers clear down to the basement. Of course, I don't know what you was to Mr. They're getting ready for you. I guess you're going to be next, dearie.
I do.
What is your name?
Sylvia Croft.
Were you acquainted with the murdered man?
Yeah. I knew Lou Ames.
What are you going to do without him?
Oh, do I have to answer that question, Judge?
Answer the question.
I don't know what I'm going to do without him.
Kind of liked him, eh?
Yeah. I guess I was kind of batty about Lou. He was the only one who ever treated me like I was white. Oh, who do you think killed him?
Are you sure you didn't?
Oh, no. No, I didn't. I didn't kill him. I swear I didn't. Oh, I know what you're thinking. I was Lou Ames' woman, and I murdered him because he was playing around with that lady over there. The lady who lost her gloves right after she shot him. Oh, I don't care. Take me away. Take me away. I don't want to live anymore. Now that Lou is gone.
How'd you like to visit a gymnasium where some ladies are taking some setting up exercises?
Ladies, will you please stop talking now and get into your gym suits? This is a class in amateur boys, not boys' culture. Perfect position? Breathe! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, out! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, out! And now the next exercise is what we call psychophysic exercise. You walk on your toes and you reach for something you can't get. Oh, anything, Mrs. Yates. Grapes, flowers, money. Use your imagination. Oh, yes, Mrs. Livingston, you have an imagination. Even your husband had an imagination. And now, ladies, I know that this is an awfully hard age for a good woman to live in. But then what are we going to do about it? Music, Mabel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Reach for your imagination. Pivot. 1, 2, 3. Pivot. Don't fall, Mrs. Diggett. Pivot. Again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Reach for that bag of gold. That's it, Mrs. Cohen. Be careful, Mrs. McGinnis. Don't bump into Mrs. Cohen. Mrs. McGinnis, rest. And now, ladies, the fairy drill, and then we are through for the day. Music, Mabel. Point your toes, Mrs. McGinnis. Curve your fingers, Mrs. Diggin. Be rotund, girls, be rotund. And now run, ladies, run. Be little fairies, ladies. Be little fairies. Now that will all be all, ladies. I'll see you next Tuesday afternoon at the regular hour.
And now we're going up into the Carolina Mountains, where dim light is burning in a cabin.
Come in. Howdy, Sheriff. Come in and find yourself a chair. You're up mighty late. What you looking for? Moonshiners?
I come by to see Lance.
Well, you'll never find trouble round this here gap in the mountain. Winds ain't calculating to give you'uns any trouble. Since Pap died. Poor Pap. He always reckoned he was doing right when he made his moonshine. But I brung Lance up different. He's a good boy. Supports me plenty with his crops.
I'll just wait for him.
Is it business, share? Well, why don't you answer me? Lance ain't done nothing wrong here, share. Howdy, son.
Howdy, Ma.
Did you get the corn hoed down on the south slope? I reckon maybe you watered. Looks like rain full morning.
Hello, Sheriff.
Yeah? He's just stepped in to talk to you, son. Better speak your mind, Sheriff. Lance wants to eat his supper.
I reckon Lance and me had better walk down the road a bit, Ma Judson.
You ain't keeping him long, Sheriff.
Reckon won't be more than 5 or 10 minutes.
Reckon that won't be long.
Don't worry, Ma. I'll be back before you can stay.
Take good care of him, Sheriff. I think a sight of Lance. Ah, they go. Down through the laurel, into the darkness. Lance has been a-working again the law. He won't be back tonight. Cause that's how they acted with Pap. But Lance is a good boy. I knowed he is. If he ain't been making moonshine, he'll be back pretty soon. A pretty picture from the shores of England, where the lady of the house is a-talking to her maid of all work.
Lily, I was positively ashamed of you last night. The idea of trying to serve dinner in the condition you were in.
Oh, blimey. Asking your pardon, your ladyship. It was so obvious, the guy. And so I dropped in Mummery's tavern for a drop of something in the afternoon on me hour out, just to cool me ears. And strike me pink if I ain't a-meeting with me old friend, Mrs. McCann. Only just about to have a drop of Orphendorf when in pops me old man. And if he ain't stuck to the mug. Now, your ladyship, I ask you, is that nice wife to treat your loving wife, coming in here off seas over disgracing me? Wouldn't you have yanked him home?
Well, rather. But that doesn't answer the question. You came in, lit to the gills.
Oh, your ladyship, this here each wife just about lied me out. Oh, ain't it terrible? So after the old duck came in, we had another before I set my sails over.
How'd you like them? Write pretty stories, won't they? Well, my hourglass is empty, and it's time to tell you goodbye.
We have presented Noreen Gamill in The Old Hag's Hourglass. Miss Gamill played all female characters.